Okay, now. Don't be scared. Please. Don't be scared. I'm nice. I'm more than nice. I promise. Okay? Yeah, see? I can tell that you like my voice. Well, you must, I mean, here you are, lying in bed, all alone, and a strange girl. Oh yeah, the voice of a strange girl starts whispering things in your ear. You can hear her, feel her, soft whispering voice right here next to you. But you can't see her. No. Not yet. Well, hey, I'm probably just your imagination anyway, right? So it doesn't matter who I am, what I am. I could be anything. A spirit, or even just, you know, a passing thought. Who knows? So hey, you're so tired, so sleepy, that all you should really worry about is that you have this voice right here, whispering sweet little things to you. So really, she could be anything. She could be some slightly uptight librarian, lips pursed, but bee stung. Soft and sweet, tangerine flavored, kissable, with cat's eye glasses, trying to look oh so professional. But she can't, her eyes can't hide their heat from you. Gazing at you, staring, smoldering eyes, bee-stung lips, pursed bee-stung lips, a perfect shade. And she's trying to lick them just once, discreetly. Can't let you see my how hungry she is, how hungry I am for you. Hair done up in a bun, button up shirt, looking professional, put together, looking at you. Eyes are narrowing. Your library card, sir. Are you listening? Your card is expired. And on top of that, she is enunciating, punctuating her words, trying to command some authority. Your books are past due. Oh, but as my eyes look you up and down again, foe menacingly, well, damn, you can probably see it, can't you? She isn't trying to take control here. She's putting on a show. to see how hard she can get you. And thank goodness for dark charcoal pencil skirts, because as she stares down at you, glasses, feline, playing with her prey, she is soaking her fucking panties. So wet. Oh, such a bad girl. So bad. You're in big trouble, mister. But you know that as I'm saying it, you see me blushing, stuttering, faltering, because I'm the bad girl. I'm the one that needs to be punished. So what are you going to do about it, huh? I can feel your hardness. Jesus. You are so turned on right now, laying here in your bed, as this little spirit speaks to you, gets you so worked up. Because you want to know why? Do you want to know a secret? Ghosts are real, and they visit us in our dreams, and when we're awake. To see us, to feel us, we have to get really emotional, something strong, worked up. And what happens to work up this ghost? The one that has been watching you jerk off that big, thick cock of yours since you moved in? Is watching you get worked up. So as you get turned on by these naughty, naughty words, you naughty, naughty boy, you may find that you, yep, right here, you can feel my breath as I whisper. And you can feel the traces of my fingertips on your yes. And sweetie, sweet naughty boy of mine, that is just the beginning to I'm beginning to get a little fed up with your tardiness, mister. Not a librarian this time, but you can see in your mind's eye who is shouting at you. Cheeks flushed red, flushed with impatience. Your boss, your superior, and she, well, I am very disappointed in you. The least you could do is be on time. Such a stern tone, such a stern look. But, as you watch my hand on my hip and the other hand pointed out towards you, finger pointed, wagging at you like I'm disciplining a naughty child, you can tell that it's just an act. And you call me out on it. My eyes go wide, trembling ever so slightly. I've been found out, I think. And I don't know what you're talking about. To suggest that you think I'm just mad because I wanted to see you sooner? That is simply And I'm getting flushed and red and beet red. And you have that fucking smirk of yours, even as your own heart is racing. Damn. You. My chest. It is heaving, and I'm shaking, and I'm reaching out to you, and my fingertips brushing your chest. And the back of my hand is touching your cheek. And as I move to the back of your, oh my God, you can feel my hand grasping the back of your head, pulling you close, and our lips meet, and we're kissing, and we couldn't hold it back. Your palms are filled with my thighs and my ass, and as you go up, you can feel. I can feel you running your hands, tracing your fingertips up my spine, undoing my bra. As I unbutton my blouse, as I kneel down and look up at you, offering my beautiful breasts, still blushing, but not shy. And as my hands undo the buckle of your pants, open your fly, and let out that magnificent, hard, throbbing cock. In all its glory, not shy, you feel my hands. You can feel them stroking you, jerking off your hard cock. You're so worked up, so ready, all for me. I'm flattered and determined to show you what I can do, to make you feel, to make you come all over my pretty, professional little face. You feel me stroking you faster now. Oh yeah, you feel my hands running up and down your hot shaft. You feel the twitching that I feel in my fingertips and the tip of my tongue as I lick up your solid, thick length. You are filling up, building up so much hot cum. It's brewing and moving and flowing. Stuck. Stopped. Stopper. The tip of your cock is a stopper, holding back the flow of the white, creamy cum that will soon cover my sweet lips. My face and my hair, you fucker. You can't hold it for much longer. As I place a fingertip at the tip of your hot, hot, thick hard shaft, it is the only thing, the only fucking thing. Oh, the dam keeping that flowing, rapid, churning kettle of cum from erupting out of your cock. I holding back that tide. And I will not hold it back any longer. And I gaze up at you. Are you ready, baby? I ask. My faux innocence, my sweet voice dripping as your muscles squeeze like they're eking out the last itty bits of tube of bright white creamy toothpaste. Ah, you poor, poor baby. That pressure, hot, boiling. And I nod up at you from down here on my knees. Oh, and I remove my finger so slowly, painfully slow, my sheepish expression caught stealing from the cookie jar. Your eyes see only those eyes, expectant, need, wanting only to please her man. Oh, and my lips, your eyes see only those lips, whispers one little word, come, come, start spewing fountains, blowing a big, hot, thick, creamy load all over your sweetheart. Your love covering me. Oh, fuck. Covering me in your cum. Rest those eyes and dream. And if you want, I can join you there too. In that space and dreams, in between consciousness, and we can explore a bit more. And maybe we can try this again sometime. Another night. Maybe.